Of all the things I do as a priest, one of the most rewarding is listening to people talk about their relationship with God. As you know, in our day, there are not many opportunities for that kind of conversation. Our society frowns on too much God talk in public. God talkers sometimes make us feel uncomfortable. They sometimes come across as Bible thumpers or holy rollers. Most Catholics, I think, prefer to be more circumspect about their spiritual life. And so, when parishioners share with me the story of their journey with God, I consider myself quite privileged. I have found that one of the best opportunities for this kind of conversation happens when people are preparing for sacraments, like marriage. Over the past 12 months, I've met with 21 couples who are preparing for marriage. Generally, I meet with each couple 2 or 3 times. As you might imagine, over the course of that many meetings, you get to know people fairly well. It doesn't always happen, but I'd say more than half the time, we are able to get beyond the basic nuts and bolts of planning the wedding ceremony and move to a deeper level where the couple describes their relationship with God. Oftentimes, this deeper conversation blossoms quite naturally out of questions I pose, like, why do you want a church wedding? Or, tell me about your religious background. My probing into their spiritual life is not simply because I'm a nosy busybody. It's more than mere curiosity on my part. In my questioning, I'm trying to help them to see that the sacraments are not private acts of piety. They do, of course, help to strengthen our personal faith, but they are more than that. When we receive the sacraments, we also express our solidarity with one another. All of us, saints and sinners alike, are called to be here together in the church. I also try to get the couple to see that when we struggle to live the sacraments rather than just receive the sacraments, we participate in some small way in the very life of the Blessed Trinity. Imagine that. When we struggle to live our baptism, our confirmation, when you struggle to live your marriage or my ordination, we are in some way sharing the very life of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. But what exactly does that mean? Well, first of all, we need to understand how the Trinity lives. What is it that the Trinity does? We usually think of God the Father as the creator of the universe. But more than anything else, I picture the Father as the welcomer. I picture him as that father in the parable of the prodigal son, running to his delinquent child, arms wide open, eager to clasp him in an unbreakable hug. That's how I see God the Father, embracing us from beginning to end. At conception, God welcomes us into life. In baptism, God welcomes us into his family. In death, God welcomes us into the kingdom. It's an endless series of embraces by the great welcomer. The Son is also God. God who loves us so much that he chose to become part of our human history, especially our history of suffering. In the person of Jesus, God bears the burdens of the defeated. God shares the lot of the forgotten. Although Jesus is now risen from the dead and sits at the right hand of the Father in glory, Jesus is still fully human as well as being fully God. And still today, Jesus continues to bear in his human flesh the marks of his crucifixion. And he continues to suffer with all those whose lives are crushed by pain and sadness. The Holy Spirit is God also, God who mysteriously dwells within us, closer to us than our own very breath, inspiring our visions, our dreams of what we still might be, and unsettling us also, coaxing us to risk taking those next steps that will make the world a better place where all can flourish together. That's how the Trinity lives. That's what the Trinity does, welcomes, suffers, and inspires. And when you and I struggle to live the sacraments, God helps us to live more fully as He lives. If we open ourselves to the power of the sacraments, if we open ourselves, for instance, to the power of the Eucharist this morning, hearing God's Word challenge us, struggling to allow ourselves to be broken and given like the Eucharist we receive, then, slowly but surely, God will shape us into a people who are more welcoming, people who not only endure our own trials, but people who are aware of the sufferings of others around them, people who continue to dream and take risks. This Feast of the Holy Trinity challenges us not so much to understand the mystery of three persons in one God. Rather, it challenges us to accept God's invitation to live and act more like the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit every day of our life.